The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. I welcome our listeners here in Columbus, Ohio, on AM 880 and 105.4 FM. But we also welcome our listeners in Tampa on WTBN Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM. Those of you in Tampa, you would usually be listening to Bill Bunkley, but Bill has taken a day off, and it is my privilege to be guest hosting for him as we simulcast, as we do occasionally, in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida. So welcome to all of our listeners today. And I just want to say this. I realize that Miami Beach and Surfside, Florida, is a long ways away from Tampa, but I want to express my deepest sympathy and concern for all of you in Florida. I know that the entire state of Florida, indeed the entire country, is mourning the horrific collapse of the condominium building there in Surfside, Florida, a few days ago. And rescue teams are working around the clock. I understand that there are hundreds of individuals working in the effort, and they are working in 12-hour shifts from all over the United States and all over the world. A fairly large team arrived, I believe, yesterday from Israel. If I understand correctly, a good percentage of the inhabitants of the condominium were Jewish, and a rescue team from Israel is on the scene as well. Currently, there are 10 dead, confirmed dead, and 151 unaccounted for, missing. Is there hope that some survivors could be found? Yes, there certainly is hope. It would not be completely unprecedented to find someone in that kind of rubble after this period of time. But it is unlikely. And of course, every hour and certainly every day, the hopes dim for finding survivors alive. And it is going to take many days to clear the rubble. 12 stories just pancaked. If you have seen the video, it is just chilling to the bone to realize this happened in the middle of the night. People were asleep in their beds, and the building just disappeared beneath them. We pray for the families, pray for the safety of the rescue teams. This is incredibly dangerous work. Sadly, the first lawsuit has already been filed, and that grieves me. But this, and I hope you don't misunderstand this, but this has become the American way. We don't even know how many people have been killed in this yet, and I just saw it. Just saw the headline. The first lawsuit has already been filed. Can't you wait? Seriously? A lawsuit has already been filed? You can't wait? And I don't know who filed the lawsuit, and I don't even think I want to know, but wait on that kind of thing. But anyway, we grieve for this terrible event. If I understand correctly, there is almost a twin building built by the same company about the same time. It is under very rigid inspection, and officials have encouraged an evacuation of that building while it is being inspected. I know this. If I lived in a twin building, I could not get out of there quick enough. I don't know about you, but anyway, pray for the families, pray for the rescuers, pray for civic leaders and decisions concerning the future of these buildings. Just an unbelievable tragedy. Now, this headline caught my attention this morning, and I thought, are you serious? You can't be serious. Headline, Make-A-Wish Foundation. Now, all of you know what the Make-A-Wish Foundation is, right? They have done wonderful work. They provide wishes for seriously ill and often terminally ill, predominantly children. A child is gravely ill, and yet they've always wanted to go to Disneyland. They've always wanted to go on a sailboat, you know, whatever. They've always wanted to see the Grand Canyon. They're desperately ill, or many times they are terminally ill. Their time of life is coming to an end, and they have a wish. And Make-A-Wish steps in and says, we will grant your wish. It's a wonderful thing. But listen to this headline. Make-A-Wish Foundation will only grant wishes to terminally ill children who are fully vaccinated. Say what? Yeah. The Make-A-Wish Foundation, the organization that creates life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses, that's their tag, announced that the nonprofit will only grant wishes to terminally ill children and their participating family members if they are all vaccinated against COVID-19. Really? You're going to require a terminally ill child to get a COVID-19? A kid that's going to die? You're going to require a kid that's going to die to get a COVID-19 vaccination before they get their final wish? The CEO said, we've approached this responsibility with a focus and diligence for your family's health and safety. Now, we've consulted with doctors, medical professionals throughout the National Medical Advisory Council. We've been monitoring public health organizations like the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics. Now, they had stopped granting wishes because of COVID. Well, as you can imagine, that created outrage. Just absolute outrage. That was the headline this morning. Here is the headline this afternoon. Quote, Make-A-Wish reverses ban on unvaccinated kids. Charity now states it will not require anyone to get vaccinated to receive a wish. Isn't it amazing the absolutely dumb decisions that intelligent people can make? They didn't think about how dumb it was to require a terminally ill child to get a COVID-19 vaccination before they could get their wish. They didn't think about that? Oh, my God. Goodness. But they have reversed. Yes, they have reversed their decision. And, okay, now I'll just leave it at that. At least common sense prevailed. Not so much in Portland, Oregon, however. Wait till you hear the story I've got for you when we return. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And again, welcome to Bob Burney Live in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Well, more riots in Portland, Oregon, but this time with an interesting twist. Let me read you a little bit of the story, and then we will get to the interesting twist. Now, the fact that people are rioting and attacking police in Democrat-controlled Portland, Oregon, is not a surprise. It is not unique. It's not unusual. It has become commonplace. Here is the story. Antifa militants attacked police in Portland, Oregon, after news broke of a deadly police shooting. At least 50 protesters, most dressed all in black and carrying anti-fascist signs, gathered at a Motel 6 where police shot a suicidal man who charged them with a screwdriver. The mob began yelling, throwing items at officers and attempting to interfere with the investigation, Portland Police Bureau said in a release with videos showing Minty chanting the anti-police phrase that I cannot and will not repeat. Quote, one officer's baton was grabbed. She was being pulled toward the crowd. Someone from the crowd pepper sprayed the officer. At least one police vehicle's tires were punctured. A window was broken. The mob began yelling, throwing items at officers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this was a police-involved shooting. And because it was a police-involved shooting, there was a mob, there was a crowd, there was attacks on the police, there was rioting, there was property damage. Until the Portland Police Department made a special announcement. Yes, the Portland Police Department said, we want to make it clear, it was a white male that was shot and killed by police. Oh. Hey, guys, let's not riot anymore. Let's go home. It was a white dude. Isn't this interesting? Because this has become something that is not about equity and equality. It isn't. It is racial in nature. There is no doubt about that. But it no longer has anything to do with equality. It's about hysterics. And so this crowd, hey, police shooting. Somebody died. Police shot and killed somebody. Oh, my goodness, got to be a black person. Let's go riot. Let's go attack the police. And this whole large crowd shows up, and they, again, they start attacking the police, chanting, shouting. And in order to calm the crowd down, the Portland police released this, and I quote, this is the release from the Portland police. Quote, there is erroneous information being circulated on social media regarding in the officer involved shooting in the Lloyd District. We can confirm that the subject involved is an adult white male, No one else was injured. So in other words, it's a white guy. So there's no reason to riot. It's a white guy. He doesn't matter. Oh, and by the way, the police officer was black. So hundreds of white people. No. The riots quit. The crowd dispersed. Let me make just a little editorial comment, and I hope this doesn't upset you. But if it does, I don't apologize. We have come to the place where the value of an individual is not determined by who they are, their family, that they were a living, breathing human being. Their value is not determined by the fact that they were created in the image of God. And they were somebody's son or daughter, somebody's father or mother. That is not the important thing. The thing that determines whether your life was important was who killed you. It's the only thing that matters. And it is so demonstrably true. This past weekend in Chicago, 70 people shot. Just this past weekend, 70 people shot in one weekend, and I think either 5 or 6 dead. Most of them, if not all of them, were black. Were there riots? No. Were there protests? Nope. Jesse Jackson show up? Nope. Al Sharpton? Nope. Did the president call a press conference and console the families of those that were killed? No. Why? They weren't killed by the right people. They weren't killed by a white police officer. That's the only way that your life becomes important to the left, to the news media, and left-wing politicians. That's the only way your life is important if you are shot by a white person. If you're a black person shot by a white person, and if you're shot by a white policeman, then your life really becomes important. But if you are a black person shot by another black person, who cares? You don't matter. Folks, that's wrong. All lives matter. Do black lives matter? Yes, they matter. All of those 70 people in Chicago that were shot this past weekend, we have an epidemic of shootings here in Columbus, Ohio, and the majority of them are black, shot by other blacks. It is an epidemic here in Columbus. We are on track to set an all-time record for homicides in Columbus, Ohio. But we're not seeing riots in the streets or demonstrations because they're not killed by the right people. Think about how tragic that is.